Alright guys, welcome back to the anime podcast. I'm your host Shane and I'm here with CDK Harrison. You know your full name. You search for your Alright, so Yeah, so we start record. So we are discussed today who you guys think will be the next Wizard King of Clover Kingdom. Right? And
King Julius,
yeah. Yeah, because as we know, King Julius is a little youth, you know, still bad, probably better than everybody see me, but still, we can't get such strenuous work to a little kid, you know, we have to send him to school and so. So we have a couple candidates. We have Yami, Nozel, Bro Fogoloni. What name?
Bro Golian.
I wanna think Sister Merolian. What's her name? Pronounce that for me.
No, take that.
She don't wanna be that. She want her freedom. So technically those three. Who else you think?
Anybody else gonna be a good shot?
Just them three off the top of our head. Right? Yeah. I mean we can still keep thing they not the mix here, man. We can't the current Wizard King. What is his name again?
Not sure because he's respected. We not see much of him, but based on Fregolian's words, he's very respected. So Captain Kaiser, we can put in there as well.
I don't know much about that man. Anyway.
Alright, man. Sir.
All right. Yeah. So we have Yami, Nozel, and Bro Golian.
Golian.
So them three there. So we are got what you think? Who you think out of them three there might become the next Wizard King? I mean, Yami no really look like the type where they really want the position, but he might have to pick it up regardless of whether he want or not. They might just
The thing is with Yami, is a case where being an outsider and you know how the Clover Kingdom handles outsiders and to that probably be met with political backlash, right?
Yeah, probably in a way. Yeah, it would have harder to convince him and for the royals of the country accept him. But then again, as we know, Julius always say a meritocracy we deal with, you know. Yeah. So probably after like the current arc we didn't know in the manga. Manga readers, if you are not a manga reader, spoiler alert. You might want to mute us. Right? Them set off right now on a journey if you find out about more devils and stuff like that. Probably if they come back successful from the arc, yeah. Right, it might really put him in that one top position. Probably because technically one war a brew right now, so depending on how achievements in this of warrior, he might be come out and pan top. But it a go rough for him because as I say, he not really come from this Clover Kingdom kind of racist, you know. prejudice are the right word.
Even though the Black Bulls basically achieve a lot over the course of the year, basically.
Yeah.
And it's a case where if they don't clear Asta's name, all of that have go down the drain. So it's hard for like gain merits from that because people just have undermine everything you do essentially. So once they manage to clear a name, all of that merit basically pile up to the Black Bulls and to Yami essentially. So
yeah,
like you get a decent amount of respect.
And then we have Nozel. Nozel is actually a pretty good candidate. Like I think I did episode working at the upon the same podcast where me think say out of all of the potential candidates, I think he would have most likely take the position because one him a royal, so him have that one good thing on the resume right there, so
especially in the Clover Kingdom.
Right, and him a one captain, one of them, him a captain, one like the second best squad, At third.
Yeah.
Second best squad.
Third.
At third?
Third best because the Golden Dawn, then the Black Bulls, and I think the Silver Eagles.
Alright.
The Crimson Lions came in fifth basically.
Yeah, so. Oh yeah, Black Bulls come second.
Yeah.
So third, captain of the third best squad. He had some good feats in the current, in the last demon attack, right? So if somebody we need him.
Not to mention in feats beforehand.
Before that.
The fact that him essentially one Swiss Army knife in a battle, both defensively and offensively. So combat wise, he was able to both defend the citizens then while also counter attacking as well. So well rounded.
Yeah, very well rounded. So he might like the perfect candidate. Perfect candidate for the position. And not just any royal to him, have the family background, you know, bad people in a female lineage. mother, one of the most decorated individual in the kingdom. And so, he have the perfect candidate. Plus, him also have the intention, he have the intention as well. He claims he want to become one as well. So, in mission as well. So, everything line up for him, but just the opportunity for arise. And now there's an opportunity with Julius out of commission. At least we are assumed say Julius out of commission, because who knows him are going to step down.
Here's the big sticking point now. And this is something that he probably need to consciously work on. Attitude, right?
Yeah.
You see, the ability to understand a person, you're not gonna really associate that with no zeal. That man are just like strict to the business.
Yeah, that's true. That's something I need for a permit. He's not very welcoming.
Exactly. Compassionate wise, no.
Yeah, and as someone who's in charge of our country, you might need for, you know, like Julius have the charisma there. He lacked the charisma there. And that's where Yami strong suit to, you know, the charisma.
Yeah.
Yami full of charisma, yes, see, man. So, that's one of Yami's strongest fighting, charisma and the fact same bad boy.
Exactly.
So, Nozel definitely for work on in charisma. Yeah.
That is probably major downfall. Just that essentially that's a basically, and the fact that him still kind of still like a bit of the nobles them, in which in not too acknowledged commoners with Asta being like one of the few,
so in kind of not flexible then, into rigid in terms of the, and in order to grow a country like a kingdom like that where you want to have the best of the best, you're going to need to leg off for the rigidity there in order to get the best talents them. I can imagine a man like him, Asta wouldn't stand a chance of getting in at the Black Bulls or anyway, because he wouldn't fit them the society norms. I mean, no manner. For true, that is saying if you get rid of rigid thing, the for true.
Yeah, and to his credit, though, you know, he's kind of getting better. Especially, not as far along with the manga as you, but based on the chapters that I've seen of him, he look like he might get better.
Yeah, he might open up now. Him see enough from Asta them to realize that he can't be judgmental. At least when it comes to Asta, he might still be judgmental to strangers. I guess Asta just win him over.
Yeah.
Plus his sister, technically him brother-in-law. So.
Yes.
No, my choice. If I get used to it right now.
Yeah.
And then, so what is it?
Yeah.
The next one, Brogolian.
Brogolian, basically.
Yeah.
Alright. Brogolian, there's a good shot. Would I put him like maybe just a tad bit below
Nozel.
Below Nozel in order. But he has that charisma as well.
He have most of the qualification, and he have most of the qualification than what Nozel have. Plus, he have better charisma than Nozel.
He
have more charisma.
He can spot talent. Mark you, he was still blinded with Asta's potential, but you can see with that, you know, but...
And he reset that quick too.
He acknowledged it when, yes.
Because when the first invasion, you see me, he never have no prejudice, man, I just say, yo, you know, just do enough for the man, protect the nation. Plus, he have the will, if he protect the nation, yeah, so. And he was willing to sacrifice it.
Yeah.
So...
He has that stern determination to protect the Clover Kingdom at any cost, right?
Yeah.
And that is something you need in a leader. You need a leader to inspire others. And he can do that. Remember when Noel was in the during the invasion, basically, and she did afraid to use her power because of when Nozel and the other silver siblings, did say to her. Basically, he was the one that let her know that, yo, listen, there's no shame in being weak. The shame is in staying weak, and give her that motivation in order to push past her limit, essentially.
Yeah.
So he has that.
Mm. That's a true. Plus, him just recently get a huge power boost. He now have the fire spirit now.
Definitely. And I think it's what, the most powerful attack type spirit?
Yeah. And he's already a fire user, so yo, it's right up his alley, you see me? And he was already very strong. He was actually one of the strongest captains in the Clover Kingdom. So with these boots, it might actually put him over like Nozel in terms of strength. I don't know how much it put boots to get him over Yami. That hard to say, but it might definitely... I don't know how much if he even get that stronger than Nozel yet, but it definitely give him a boost. He might actually a little bit stronger than Nozel. At least when he get accumulated with the dragon. So,
because he will finish evolve either.
And just get it too. And then just wake up, so. I'm going to take some time for him to get used to it.
Get adjusted, which is why and that's the next thing we have to give credit on Nozel's part, you know. The fact that his rival was using an element that he was weak to, and throughout the adversity he managed to keep up with him and become stronger than him.
Yeah.
You have to give him up with that, you know. So, yo, most of the candidates, them is a good shout in some sense, you know. And a few of them have what the others lack, and just maybe a bit in terms of strength wise, would have leaned towards Nozel, maybe Yami.
Yeah. Yeah, I mean, I'm often put lean towards Nozel or Yami.
Yeah, for real.
But with the dragon still, him definitely get a boost from before the dragon, him definitely was below Nozel and Yami. With the dragon, I'm not sure exactly how much boots that I got him, but in the future that might put him over Nozel, probably a little bit, and now Yami also. Yeah. I know, so Yami is the one who can push beyond the limits, them, you know.
Sir.
Yeah. Okay, one more minute left on that thing, so we can wrap it up, at least that segment, yeah. So, them there were three candidates, people. We have Yami, Nozel, and Fugolian, the fire captain. So, those are the three candidates. We give you the cases to for and against. What do you think? Let me know in the comment section. Alright, make sure you subscribe. Stay tuned for more.
That's an outside shout.
Yeah. If you don't have nobody else in mind, want to think what we not consider. Or do you guys even think Julius are going to leave the position? Alright? So that's it for this episode. See you guys in the next one. Peace.